This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. So the world's oldest known person has died at the age of 118 years old. And apparently, she was a French nun. According to AP News, a French nun who was believed to be the world's oldest person but had been reportedly growing weary of the burdens of age has died a few weeks before her 119th birthday. She was in a nursing home in the south of France. Lucille Randon, known as Sister Andre, was born in the town of Ailes, southern France. Ailes. And this was February 11th, 1904. Wow. 118 years old. She was born in 1904, lived through the two world wars. As a little girl, they said she was astonished by her first contact with electric lighting at school. She also survived COVID. Out even realizing she was infected. Spokesman David Tavella said she died at 2 a.m. on Tuesday at the St. Catherine Labor Nursing Home in the southern part of city of Toulon. The gerontology research group validates details of people thought to be 110 or older. She was the oldest known person. If you remember, Japan's Kane Tanaka had died last year at the age of 119. So she's not the oldest person ever lived, but she was... after Tanaka left us, the next oldest. So who's next? It is American-born Maria Brañas Morera, who is currently living in Spain. And she is 115 years old. Now, interestingly, Sister Andre had tested positive for the coronavirus in January 2021, shortly before her 117th birthday. I know people are asking, was she vaccinated? And I don't know. They say she had so few symptoms that she didn't even realize she was infected. Her headlines made, you know, was all over the place how, you know, she was 117 and she was able to survive COVID. My guess, and as I've told you before, like what we saw with swine flu, is a lot of older individuals didn't necessarily get the swine flu in 2009 because one of the flus they got in 1957 or in the 60s, but we believe it was from the 1950s, had given them immunity. So when swine flu came, it kicked a lot of us younger people's butts, but anybody who was around in the 50s seemed to have much better immunity. So my guess is if she lived through two world wars, the roaring 20s, the depression, everything else, I think she must have been exposed to anything and everything. So, wow. Just wow. In April, you know, everybody always asks, why are you still alive? And she told French media, now remember, this is last year, so she wasn't without her mind. She was able to answer reporters and said, working makes you live. I worked until I was 108. So that's interesting. Sister Andre said in 2020 after recovering from COVID-19 that God has forgotten me. Her health was deteriorating, and the paper reported that during a visit with her last May, she was imprisoned by the infirmities of age, loss of eyesight, poor hearing, her face contorted by joint pain. In better days, though, and this is what everybody wants to know, is it the wine? Apparently it is. She used to enjoy a daily glass of wine. And chocolate. She would eat chocolate. She toasted her 117th birthday with champagne, red wine, and port. So maybe there is something to wine. Now, again, this is European. I told you. Europe, they do wine differently. Small glass. They eat slower. They cherish the wine. A bunch of us in America, we down half a dozen glasses before we even serve dinner. A little different there. So she said it made me very, 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 very happy. This was in a telephone interview with the Associated Press. She said, because I met all those I love, I thank the heavens for giving them to me. I thank God for the trouble they went to. So she took a religious name in honor of her favorite brother, Andre. She said, the most beautiful day of my life was when the armistice ending World War I was declared. The population of Alais, or Ales, gathered in the main square, and they sang the French national anthem. Electricity, also, she found, was a joy. So, very, very cool. But get this. She was the older one in the south of France. Apparently, Jeannie Calment died in 1997 at the age of 122. She appears to have be the record of longevity, especially in France. So that's pretty remarkable. So now we have Maria, who is 115 years old. She's living in Spain. Godspeed. But, I mean, I'm not going to give up working. I don't know if I want to live till 115 or 117. I'm already in pain. I'm middle-aged. I'm like, it already takes an act of Congress for me to get out of bed. But I find it fascinating that those who lived long, were active, would have a routine. And they always interview these people who are centenarians. And they had a routine. They had a daily walk. They would have their regular meals. They would have wine. A glass. Not a lot of it. Now, remember, alcohol can cause cancer, so for some of us it might not work, but for others, just what they need. Or they just had major, amazing genes that it didn't matter what they did. You don't really hear smoking. You don't hear, you know, I sat and binged Netflix all the time. You know, you don't hear, chocolate and wine, yes, I do hear that. So I think there are some benefits. You know, it's interesting. I have kids. And I can't wait for them to have grandkids. And then I won't be able to wait for them, their kids, to have great-grandkids. And I want to be there. I do want to be there. So we're going to have to put some work into it, people. In the meantime, I'm just not going to quit. I'll keep working. 1-877-DOCDOLLY.
Gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so as the pendulum swings back and forth, we knew this day would come where you started to have more people gripe about remote working than before. So the majority of people throughout COVID and the lockdowns and all that, they were like, this is nice. I like working from home. I work from home part of the day. I love it. I don't see myself ever going back into a medical office. Might be good for me, bad for patients, bad for the healthcare system. But once you get that taste of working from home, it's nice. Now, I still like being around people. I'm still around people. I still do disability exams. I still see patients. I'm still up and about, and I'm around. But that being able to do part of my work at home is so nice. If I want to sleep, I mean, I don't sleep in, I don't take advantage of it, but just knowing that I can if I want to, if I really want to sleep in one day, it's amazing. Well, the majority of workers, when they got to work from home, they loved it. Everybody I knew who got to work from home loved it. They got some sun. They got to lay out. They got to hit the gym. They got to sleep in. They could eat. They could go to the bathroom when they wanted to. They could watch TV. They could go on social media. It was fantastic. And it's kind of nice to be able to work and do all the other things throughout the day. There's that anxiety people have that I can't see a doctor. I can't go to the bank. I can't do things during a work day because I work from 8 to 5. So now that people are working from home, they get to do that. And I know that because being a telemedicine physician, you see them at working from home. And I'm like, do you need a work note? They go, no, I'm working today. But apparently, they're able to see their doctor online while they're at work at home. So remote working offered a lot of positives. But it also brought in a bunch of negatives. And the negatives keep increasing by the day. Such that when you go to a restaurant, or you go into retail, or you go somewhere, there's no staff. The lines are long. You're waiting. Many of you say you can't see your doctor because they have a sign on their window saying we don't have staff. A doctor is only as good as their staff. If you don't have staff, you know, yeah, we could bring the patient back. We can do the referral. We could do everything, but we're only going to be able to see 5 patients in a half day. We're not going to be able to do it without our staff doing the referral, getting the pre-auth, calling in the prescription, changing the prescription if you need to, ordering the MRI, getting the results. These are things that you need staff to do. And when my patients tell me they can't see their doctor for 6 months because there's no staff, well, you might be able to enjoy remote working, but you're getting spanked from other people's remote working. Then we started to pay employees more. And we needed to because of inflation, because of the cost of living. We paid them more. As a result, employers want to know that if they're paying you $25 an hour, they're getting $25 worth, plus all the taxes, plus the benefits, plus the 401k matching and all that, from that hour. How much work are they getting out of that hour? Well, if you aren't even waking up till 9, if you're going to the bathroom, if you're not logging in till 9:30, they just lost, you know, maybe $50 in benefits and all that for you to just take your time. So now we're hearing CEOs are speaking out saying remote or working from home has not worked. And, I mean, we all knew this would happen because I would see people on the job not working. I would have to call an ambulance, and I'd be like, where's my staff? And they'd be in the back, and they weren't even on break. And I'd just try to pass the time of the clock, you know, run the clock. Well, so people do that, and I get it. I get that. It's nice to make money on the clock without having to work. But for those individuals who don't have to be there in person, it's just human nature to not be at your desk for 8 full hours when you're at home. Not to mention, you got to take out the dog. You got to feed the cat. You got to deal with the kids. So if CEOs and employers start to say this isn't working, now your job could be at risk. Not a big deal when you get extra benefits and when you make more money when you're not employed. But if things start to change and money runs out, you're going to need a job. So what do you do? Well, Larry Fink of BlackRock says remote working has not worked. Jane Fraser, who was, I think, of Citigroup, she is bringing back staff who are unproductive. They are going to back the staff that aren't productive, coach them. She said at the World Economic Forum in Davos, I believe there's an important balance here. We can see how productive someone is or isn't. If they're not being productive, we bring them back to the office, back to the site. We give them the coaching they need until they get their productivity back up again. So, as as we're seeing Microsoft layoff, Amazon layoff, I think we are done with the days of people being overworked. Nobody's going to take the job. They're going to have to make sure there's work-life balance. But the problem is when people don't show up to work or they quiet quit, not doing their job, or they don't give 2 weeks notice, those that are actually showing up are busting their butts. And then they're going to be overworked. And then they're going to be like, I don't have to be overworked. I'm out. So employers are going to have to make a couple decisions. And one is going to be definitely an automated push. The fewer people, the less pay, the less workers' comp injuries, the less lawsuits, the less call-outs, the less quiet quitting, the less quitting, the more they can automate a job or outsource a job, they're going to probably go for that. Number two is they're going to, if they're going to have to spend that money and pay you double than what was pre-COVID pay 3 years ago, they're going to want to know they're getting every dime out of you and that you're making the money. If you're not making that company money, they're not going to take you. You know, I had applied for a job and I was looking for some additional part-time work to supplement income, and they said to pay for you, we need your other income funneling through this job, and then we could pay you. Well, no, not happening. So when, you know, companies have to find the money. Now, I understand, working for the government, the money's always there. Right? Somebody's always printing the money. But if you work in the private sector, the money runs out, and they have to explain why labor is 70% of their costs. And if they can't, then they need to look at who they have on the payroll and cut them if they're not working. Some individuals are fine. As long as they meet the deadlines, meet the quotas, they're good. But we psychologically get used to things. We get used to sleeping in. We get used to being able to go to the bank or go to the store if we need to. We get used to that. I love the fact that one of the reasons why I loved having three part-time jobs most of my life, or multiple jobs until I had my practice, is because I had that flexibility in between jobs to do what I needed to. I like knowing that if I had to do something, I could do it. And you can't do that in most jobs. So these employers are going to have to figure out how to work with employees while making sure they're productive. Many of you have told me that you get watched, that they can watch you on your computer. Either it's connected or they have AI, so they know when you've logged off or they know when you've flipped a tab to go and play a game. They know that. Those are things they're going to do. And if you don't want to be babied and you don't want to be babysat at work, maybe come up with something like, you know what, I'll come in a couple days a week. I'll do the work. I'll show you what I'm doing at home. I'll check in every hour. I'll show you what I've done in order to get that flexibility back. But employers are going to start watching you at home. Or employers are going to have you on Zoom. Or employers are going to, and they're going to do that. I have one friend who's works remotely, and her boss always calls at 4:59 on a Friday to make sure she hasn't checked out and is still available and working. I mean, come on, we're adults. As long as the job is getting done, as long as we're doing what we're supposed to. But there's so many other people out there that are screwing around and laying out in the sun and whatever that they're not, the productivity is down. And when the CEOs and the big bosses like, it's not working, we need to bring unproductive people back, that's going to ruin it for everybody else. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
USA News Update. 10,000 Microsoft workers are losing their jobs in layoffs that begin today. That's about 5% of the company's workforce. Also, Amazon's begun another round of job cuts, as many as 18,000. Both Microsoft and Amazon have seen the COVID-inspired demand for remote work products disappear. The government's index of wholesale prices fell by 0.5% last month, a hint that inflation may be slowing. Also, retail sales dropped by 1% from November to December. That was the biggest monthly drop of last year. Ukraine's president says Russia's tyranny is outpacing Ukraine's democracy. Vladimir Zelensky told the World Economic Forum, "Every moment the world takes to respond, Russia is able to kill more Ukrainians." Zelensky spoke just hours after the crash of a helicopter that killed his interior minister and 13 others. Richard Johnson, USA News.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right. So these document gate or classified document gate or Corvette gate, what Biden is going through, the latest controversy, is really dominated headlines, even more than Afghanistan, more than some of the other debacles he had. But this was big because we heard about Trump's classified document scandal for months. So Biden is going to, from some of the media, take a lot of hits for this. Many people want answers. They are comparing Biden to Trump, where Trump was obstructive, would not admit to having documents, would not turn them over, yet the far opposite is happening with Biden, where he is cooperating fully, no sign of obstruction, although this brings a lot of questions to individuals, and especially to Republicans, as to, well, if he wasn't obstructing, why did we only hear about it now when it happened a couple months ago? How could somebody have classified documents for years at their house, and when asked, and the people who have clearance are always asked, do you have anything classified at your home? Why didn't he say yes then? Is that a form of obstruction? Now people are asking, why were lawyers in his house to begin with, shuffling around his garage or his think tank looking for documents? What spurned that? Now, somebody could say, well, it's because of what happened with Trump and the FBI raid. The FBI raid happened 6 months ago, almost 6 months ago. It would have then happened then. Why? What happened in November? So now some Republicans are thinking, well, maybe it's because of the Hunter Biden probe. And so while they were looking around where Hunter Biden lived, which was at Biden's home, to see if there was anything that could be used against him, they went, oh, what are these? And they found Biden documents. So now Republicans want answers as to why lawyers were rummaging around. I mean, I get that there's staff. Maybe there's somebody in cleaning or housekeeping that might have said, oh, I found this. But why were lawyers at his house? What did they, why were they near his Corvette? What was so... And so then you start to wonder, well, is there transparent? Is there obstruction? Is there, is this at all different? Or, and I'm very frustrated because there's so many bigger things that we need to talk about and address. We got the border that where Arizona officials are speaking out saying it is overwhelming. We have hospitals that are overwhelmed. We have medical centers that are overwhelmed. We have people that are coming in with criminal records and cartel, and we got fentanyl. I mean, we need to address that. We also need to address our healthcare system. We need to address our medication shortage, our formula shortage, and we're spending all this time on documents. And again, they made such a big deal about former President Trump having documents at his Mar-a-Lago home and how you can't trust them, that if you have Hunter Biden with his ties to Russia and China having access to classified documents, it's going to take a lot of attention. So House Oversight Committee claims that the same address where classified documents were found matches Hunter Biden's driver's license as recently as 2018. Representative James Cormer, Republican from Kentucky, is concerned that Hunter lived in such proximity to the classified files while engaging in international business deals with adversaries. The Justice Department appointed Robert Hur as special counsel to investigate Biden's handling of classified documents. So while they're looking at this, there's a couple options. And I, as a citizen, as a physician, as a physician, I'm a little upset with this because, man, we would get into so much trouble if we had patient information that was supposed to be protected, just sitting around stored for years where other people could see, yet, we're talking about national security and it's no big deal. But my issue with any of this is we have to be consistent. And so I don't want to think that a Republican gets treated any differently than a Democrat. I think we all need to be treated the same. And I think the laws have to be consistent. So if they're going to be vilifying Trump for having documents that weren't unclassified at his home, and if that's a crime, then Biden needs the same thing. If security clearance gets ripped away from any of us who work at the government, and we all had level, any of us that worked at the government had some level of security, and if our clearance would have been ripped away in a heartbeat and us thrown in jail, then if you're going to do that to American citizens, then you need to do it to all American citizens, whether they're president or not. But then if some people might say this was just Biden, he has dementia, so he had classified documents, he didn't know where to put them, he threw them in a box,
It's a simple mistake, a housekeeping error. But others are thinking, were these the documents that Hunter Biden needed to do his business dealings? Were they home on purpose? And then that starts to get a little scary. We're supposed to be keeping things private. You being the son or daughter of a president does not mean you have access to private classified material. And so some people think the Republicans are making too big a deal about this. If this is related to Hunter Biden and his scandal, that's huge. And it also is huge. People are pretty ticked off because this should have come up before the midterms when this happened. But it didn't. So people hating on Trump and hating on any Trump-backed candidate because of what happened with Mar-a-Lago might have had a different attitude towards it if they heard Biden did the same thing. So could this have influenced the election? I mean, there were some elections where it was really, really close between candidates. So it's frustrating. We have lack of transparency. Still, I don't know what the documents were doing at Trump's house. I don't know what the documents were doing at Biden's house. I mean, I am sure when Obama left office, he took things and mementos. I am sure that all public, which is also another thing too. Did President Trump take things with him that were a part of his presidency? And that's what most presidents do. And then Obama was like, oh crap, we better get rid of this. Or Bush or anybody else had to go, oh wait a second, I took stuff out of the White House. I took cocktail napkins and mementos and things that foreign leaders wrote me. Yeah, you know, what are the guidelines? What, you know, and where's the consistency? So, you know, the whole Hunter Biden laptop found at a computer repair shop, and that listed his father's Wilmington address as his own residence for his credit card, so he was there, which means Hunter Biden had access to classified documents. Were the classified documents there by accident? Where Biden took stuff home, was going to work on it, forgot about it, so the housekeeper put it in a box and stuck it in the garage? Or were those things brought home on purpose? And we may never get that answer. But if there was intent, if Hunter Biden was going to be getting access to that, that makes us all pretty nervous. So, politics are politics, politicians are politicians, and I'm kind of sick of it already. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Boy, it is a beautiful wedding.
Oh, yes, Mimi. It's such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So for those of you who use Viagra, we got some good news. It's pretty good news. You know how last year I told you guys there was a drop in risk of Alzheimer's in those who use Viagra? Now we're being told there is a lowering risk of early death and cardiovascular-related death events in those who use Viagra. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Now, I told you guys for years how I approached Viagra very, very differently in my practice. And I thought Viagra saved the lives of millions. Why? Well, sex helps. But it's because if you came to me and you said that you were having erectile dysfunction and you wanted Viagra. I remember a 90-some-year-old man could barely talk, but he showed me a little newspaper cut out of Viagra, and he was asking for it. I'm like, let me check your heart first. My heart. honey, this is a below-the-belt sort of thing. I'm going to check your heart. If you're having blood flow problems to the penis, you're probably having blood flow problems also to the heart. Let me check your heart. And we found, I can't count how many people have abnormal EKGs, cardiovascular disease, diabetes, something, because they never went to the doctor, but they made their way in to get Viagra. Now, when Viagra first came out in the 90s, no, wives were coming in. Wives were saying, my husband wants Viagra. I'm like, well, then he needs to come in. I can't give you Viagra for your husband. He won't come in. If he wants it, he's going to have to come in himself. We were able to check the heart and then discover if he had cardiovascular disease, which could be the same process affecting blood flow to the penis. It's not all about low testosterone. And by the way, some people with low testosterone have diabetes, have other endocrinologic issues, have other medical issues. So low testosterone can be also a harbinger for poor health. So anybody needing Viagra needs to get a checkup. My thinking is in this study, and I'll tell you a little bit about the study, is one is the way Viagra works to improve blood flow could be helping their heart. But two is other doctors got the memo. And rather than just handing you your Viagra, and I know you can get Viagra over the phone these days and online, they said, wait a second, let me check your heart first. So somebody who's coming in getting Viagra is getting their blood work done, is seeing their medical provider, and is hopefully getting the preventative care that they need. That is a lifesaver. So to me, this study is a no-flippin'-duh sort of study. So what it was a study coming out of University of Southern California. They looked at 70,000 adult men whose average age was 52, all of whom had erectile dysfunction diagnosis some part in their life. And remember, the way these medications work, they're the class of PDE5, phosphodiesterase inhibitor 5. They work by allowing smooth muscle in the arterial walls of the penis to relax, allow more blood to remain present to maintain an erection. It stops this feedback mechanism. So you're not supposed to have an erection all day long. So you have a feedback mechanism where the blood goes into the penis, so you can have sex. After you climax, the blood's supposed to go back. For some of you, that feedback mechanism never puts enough blood in there, or the blood goes back too soon. So it slows that process down, allows the arteries to open up, allows more blood to flow through. It'll remain more solid, less flaccid or erect. You could hopefully enjoy the sexual activity a little longer. And it's not supposed to do anything about sex drive. I could wear muumuus as the day is long. He could take Viagra. It's not going to make him want to sleep with me. But it will allow him, if he does need to take it, which my guess is pretty soon. I mean, so far he hasn't needed to, but one day my husband's going to be like, you know what? I just can't have muumuus anymore. This is ridiculous. It's just too hard. You talk too much. I need all the help I could get. When that time happens, then that would hopefully allow an erection to last long enough to finish the encounter, and I could still have a conversation and do whatever else I do in the middle of sex. And hopefully the act continues. So that I'm saying, forget it, I'm done. So it's a fantastic drug. I'm a big fan of it, not only as a doctor, but as a wife. However, again, it takes people getting their butts in. So this study, if I could tell you a little bit more about it. Oh, now I lost it. Did I lose the study? Oh, I better not have lost the study. It was published, I think, in the Journal of Sexual Medicine. They looked at 70,000 men who was diagnosed with erectile dysfunction from 2006 to 2020. They determined who had taken the ED drugs and any subsequent heart problems they had during the follow-up period. Among the population, 23,800 used the drugs to, quote-unquote, help in the bedroom. Others probably in the car or kitchen. While 48,600 did not. So all these individuals, these 70,000 men had ED, but only 23,000, or about a third, used the Viagra. The others didn't. Those who did use it were less likely to have heart issues. Even they looked at height, weight, race. So man for man, you know, look at their weight, height, etc. Fewer deaths in those who use the Viagra, almost 39% less. Users of the drugs were also 17% likely to suffer heart failure. That's when your heart doesn't pump well.
22% had less, had a decreased likelihood of developing unstable angina. That's where you have plaquing and vasoconstriction, and you don't have blood flow to the heart. The blood flow that needs to get to the heart is vital for anybody with a compromised heart. So if Viagra is increasing blood flow, that's huge. So now, there could be, again, like I said, other reasons. As we spoke about with Alzheimer's, back last December, Viagra was found to cut risk of Alzheimer's by 69%. So they believe maybe what happened is with the blood flow, they thought it increased neurite growth, decreased the phospho-tau expression of neuron models, and maybe decreased the plaquing that happened. We don't know why. We still don't know 100% why, but I am going to credit time and time again with people who need Viagra need to get their butts into the medical office, into the doctor. And we're going to check your heart. Anytime somebody has erectile dysfunction, it's not the wife. Okay? I mean, it could be, but not always the wife. It's not always low T. It could be diabetes. It could be stress. It could be lack of heart flow. Most of the time, it's lack of heart flow. And I really credit Viagra. I credit Pfizer. I know a lot of you guys are like, oh, you're in bed with pharmaceutical companies. I will sing Viagra and Pfizer's praises all day long because I know it saved my patients' lives because their butts never saw a doctor. They finally make it in the 90s or the 2000s to end up seeing me. I diagnose them with heart disease. They get on a statin. They get on a blood pressure medication. They'll get their Viagra once the cardiologist clears them. And they're happy and they're still alive. Well, I'm assuming. So get yourself checked out. So Viagra's pretty good. And, you know, people, it's amazing how men used to be embarrassed to ask. Now men talk about it all the time. They're like, I want the blue pill. They're getting it over the phone. They're like, oh, yeah, I take my Viagra. It used to be something that would embarrass somebody. And now they're realizing, to hell with that. And I find a lot of us, we're not embarrassed to say we dye our hair. We're not embarrassed to say we have a hyposexual function disorder. We're not embarrassed to say we have a yeast infection. We're not embarrassed to say we have our period. I remember having to hide from everybody that I had my period. Man, lately I was like, guys, sorry, I have my period. Leave me alone. Now, every day, when I had my hysterectomy, y'all knew about it. When I had a colonoscopy, people used to hide the fact that they had to get a mammogram or a colonoscopy. You guys, I gave you guys the blow-by-blow, remember? And when I was doing the prep and all that, so I find it fascinating that we are less fearful, and that's what allows us medical providers to do our job. Don't be freaked out. You got a hemorrhoid? Let us take a look. Not a big deal. You got something on your butt? We'll take a crack at it. We'll make sure that you're fine. Let us do our job. 1-877-DR-COLLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.